The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, Ed Klein, author of the new book, Guilty as Sin, Uncovering New Evidence of Corruption and How Hillary Clinton and the Democrats Derailed the FBI Investigation. Thanks for joining us, Ed.
Hey, it's a great pleasure to be back with you guys. Thanks so much.
Here we are. It's October, and you've got a book out a month before the election, and many people are thinking, well, is there an October surprise? Let's start with that FBI investigation. You say in some of the liner notes for your book that you know what happened on that plane between Bill Clinton and Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Well, I'm dying to hear that story.
How do you know, and what happened?
Bill Clinton, after Bill Clinton got on that plane with Loretta Lynch at the Phoenix airport in late June, he went back to Little Rock and told one of his friends, who's a source of mine, exactly what happened. He got on that plane. He had no intention of talking about Hillary or the investigation or any of that thing. He said to his friend, I went on that plane because I wanted to make sure that the message got through to everybody in the Justice Department that Loretta was not going to indict Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General. And when he told his friend that Loretta Lynch, as soon as he arrived on that plane, her plane, she realized she had made a huge mistake talking to the husband of a woman who was under FBI investigation, and she started literally trembling, he said. And her husband, Loretta Lynch's husband, started rubbing her back to compose her. And Bill said that he could see beads of perspiration on her upper lip. So she knew instantly she had made a huge mistake, but it was too late because clearly the investigation was totally tainted by that meeting.
And you think that was part of why they came to the final conclusion they did? I'm having a hard time. You say it was not discussed at
that's right. What they discussed was exactly what you and I have already heard about. Golf, grandkids, the former Attorney General, Janet Reno. The discussion wasn't the important point. It was the optics.
Yeah,
yeah.
The message was sent. So yeah, just the fact that he visited her sent a signal.
Which was the wrong thing for her to do. And later on, of course, she apologized and said, I'll never do it again. And by then, it was too late. The prosecutors already in the Justice Department, as you will see if you read Guilty as Sin, my new book, they already were telling Jim Comey, the director of the FBI, that they had no intention of indicting Hillary no matter what, because they didn't believe he was getting the smoking gun. He, realizing that the prosecutors, the Justice Department, the White House, the Democrats in Congress, who were calling him Captain Queeg, by the way, behind his back, the paranoid guy in the Kane Mutiny court martial, the Clinton machine, the mainstream media, they were all in favor of Hillary skating. And finally, looking into the mirror, I mean, he didn't literally look into the mirror, but the mirror of his soul, let's say, Jim Comey told his friend, he was going to save the reputation of the FBI and his own reputation by not recommending an indictment.
Wow. Sure didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, boy, that's
I want to ask you about Hillary's medical conditions. Because ever since that moment down at Ground Zero where, I don't care what they say, she passed out, and looked pretty wobbly and unstable. We've had some real questions about whether or not we've gotten the straight stuff regarding her health condition. What did you find in your research and in talking to your sources?
In Guilty of Sin, I have a whole chapter, a complete chapter, called Fit to Lead? About Hillary's health. When she fainted back in 2012 when she was Secretary of State and hit her head and had a concussion and a blood clot, if you remember, in her brain, she was rushed to New York Presbyterian Hospital. All that's public knowledge. What isn't public knowledge and what she told her friends and associates later is that she had a complete medical checkup, including a cardiac stress test, and they discovered that she had an arrhythmia of the heart and also a leaky valve. They wanted to replace the valve, the heart valve, with a pig's valve, which is normal, but generally what happens, and she declined on the basis, as she told her campaign people, that if the public learned that she had a pig's valve in her heart, that she wouldn't be able to run and win the White House. And so she declined. In replacing, instead of that operation, they put her on a beta blocker, which brought her low blood pressure already even lower than it was, which causes fainting spells. And she has blood clot tendencies, as we all know, and when she hits herself, those blood clots can go to her heart, her lungs, her brain, and she's always in jeopardy of having a stroke or a heart attack. And so she is under constant medical supervision wherever she goes. She takes rests between her appearances. I'm told that after the 11-hour Trey Gowdy committee hearing, when she left the back door, nobody saw this, but I was told later, she literally collapsed just the way she did at 9/11, the memorial service, and had to be carried into her car.
Our guest is Ed Klein, author of the new book, Guilty as Sin. It's about Hillary Clinton and a lot of backstage stuff at the Clinton, within the Clinton campaign and the Clinton family. He's pretty well sourced, as his history will show. And let's see, we've hit the Loretta Lynch meeting, we've hit the FBI investigation, we hit Hillary's health. Can we get to the sex now?
Can we get
to Bill Clinton?
Why not?
Stripping interns? Yeah. You've got an amazing story that was excerpted here in the New York Post about a 20-something intern and a foot massage. Do tell, Ed Klein.
Well, you know, it's interesting that the national media has never covered Bill, where he spends somewhere between 30 and 50% of his time, and that is down in Little Rock in his penthouse apartment on the fifth floor of his library, presidential library. He's got this luxurious apartment. He's got a terrace outside the apartment.
Hold on, it's part of the presidential library?
Yeah, it's on the fifth floor of the library.
Doesn't that mean
his penthouse apartment? Yes.
Don't taxpayer dollars pay for that?
Yes, the National Archives pays for that. So this is taxpayer paid love nest, if you will. Now, this is what I found out. I don't want to go any further than what I found out. I interviewed two of the interns, young interns, 20-something-year-old interns who work in the library, in the actual, you know, place where they do the work. They have been invited, they told me, both of them, separately, up to the penthouse where he likes to have his feet massaged. I asked them if they went any further, like in Pulp Fiction. I don't know if you remember the beginning of Pulp Fiction.
Right. It's a very intimate thing, a foot massage.
Yeah, it's very intimate, exactly. And that's what they talked about at the beginning. Remember? Anyway, they were very vague about if anything went further. I don't know if it goes further than feet massage, but I can tell you that when he has these parties on his terrace overlooking the Arkansas River, according to a guy who I interviewed who was there, sometimes he takes out a garden hose and sprays the women down in a kind of a wet T-shirt contest. So this is what Bill Clinton is up to.
It gets hot and muggy down there in Little Rock, Ed Klein. And you know what they say, what happens in Little Rock stays in Little Rock.
Stays in Little Rock.
Yeah. Certainly, thanks to the media ignoring it. Ed Klein, thanks for joining us. The new book, once again, Guilty as Sin, uncovering new evidence of corruption and how Hillary Clinton and the Democrats derailed the FBI investigation. Thanks, Ed. 8:15.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
You got it.